0-1 to Charlie. Swung on a high fly ball to deep left field, and the Dodgers have clinched the division.
Bouncer up the middle. Odor has it. Flips to Andrews, and the Rangers are champions of the American League West.
A line shot toward the alley. Pedroia, here's the throw. The tag. He scores.
I can't believe it.
How did that happen?
His story is representative of a story of hope and of love and of faith. And no one will ever let that story die.
The engaging drama of the playoff push was put on hold Sunday following the early morning news of the tragic death of one of baseball's stars, Miami's Jose Fernandez. I'm Ralph Bednarczyk, and this is your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette. The baseball world was stunned Sunday morning to hear the news of the passing of 24-year-old Miami Marlins ace right-hander Jose Fernandez. He was killed along with two other men in a boating accident off of Miami Beach in Florida overnight. A 32-foot vessel he was on crashed and landed upside down on a jetty. Local authorities stated that the trauma from the impact of the collision caused the death of Fernandez. Fernandez emigrated to the United States from Cuba in 2008 after three failed defection attempts, settling in Tampa. He became a United States citizen just last year. He was a 2011 first-round pick, taken 14th overall by the Marlins out of Tampa's Alonzo High School. Fernandez was 16-8 with a 2.86 ERA this season, earning his second appearance in the All-Star game. Marlins president David Sampson describes the aftermath of the shocking loss.
6:58 this morning, I got a phone call from Mike Hill. We were told that there were three people in a boating accident with three fatalities. They asked us to confirm Jose's address, which we did, and it was the address that was found on Jose. There is no words to describe how this organization feels. Jose was someone who we've known since he was a drafted young man, and I think that when you talk about a tragedy like this, there are no words that come to mind. There's no playbook. There's no words of consolation. There's prayer and there's thought toward his family, toward his soon to be born daughter. And you recognize that how precious life is and how taking things for granted is a fool man's game.
His last start was against the Washington Nationals on September 20th. Described by Miami's Martin Prado as his best ever, and now he's gone. In that start, Fernandez pitched 8 innings and struck out 12, allowing just 3 hits in a 1-0 Marlins victory, going over 200 innings for the first time in his career. Manager Don Mattingly is only in his first season in Miami, but quickly learned that Fernandez loves baseball.
There's just joy with him when he played and when he pitched. It's as bad as he would make you with some of the stuff he would do. You just seen that little kid that you see when you watch kids play Little League or something like that. That's the joy that Jose played with and the passion he felt about playing. That's what I think about.
Fernandez and his family tried and failed to defect 3 times from Cuba. On the 4th, when he was 15, he awoke one night to the sounds of thrashing in the water. A woman had fallen off the boat. He didn't know who. He dove in anyway, and it turned out to be Fernandez's mom, Maritza. He rescued her and through incredible fatigue survived. They arrived in the U.S. in April 2008. As his baseball star blossomed, Sampson quickly recognized his passion for the game.
We all spend a lot of time together. There's a lot that goes on off the field. There's a lot that goes on the field. And when something like this happens, you take a look at yourself, you take a look at the people around you, and you realize that above all, there's just love and a lot of love and a lot of prayer. I want to say to Jose's family, the love that we have for them. We were all just reminded of the moment when Jose and his grandmother were reunited. There's so many layers to this story. Jose fought. Got caught 3 times trying to come to this country to play baseball. And his love of the game, his passion of the game, his respect of the game, his love of this organization and his teammates above all and his family above all in that. You just think about all those things. The entire team has stayed, and we just want to say to his family, if they're listening, that this is not about today or tomorrow. Jose is a member of this family for all time and a member of the city of Miami and all of South Florida, all of Cuban Americans. His story is representative of a story of hope and of love and of faith, and no one will ever let that story die.
Fernandez was named the National League Rookie of the Year in 2013, was 38-17 with a 2.58 ERA in 76 career starts for the Marlins. He spent one season in the minor leagues and was so good, the Marlins jumped him straight to the majors to begin the 2013 season, and nobody could hit him. He was 20 years old. His story is one that former Marlin and current Milwaukee manager Craig Counsell feels especially inspired the South Florida community.
He is the perfect player to represent that community because he does represent, and I think he has, you know, that the joy, that's that community, he expresses it, you know, and it comes out, and he represents a lot of the, you know, what you feel when you're down there.
Counsell added that Fernandez had Hall of Fame-level talent. Fernandez's next start had been pushed back from Sunday to Monday to face the Mets to make room for Adam Conley's return from the DL. Fernandez had just announced on Instagram last week that his girlfriend is pregnant. The Marlins announced during Sunday's news conference that the couple was expecting a baby girl. A league-wide moment of silence took place before every game played Sunday in Major League Baseball. Emotions were especially high in his U.S. hometown of Tampa as the Rays took the field before their game against the Red Sox.
His incredible talent was matched only by his joy and passion for baseball and life. He enrolled in Tampa's Alonzo High School, where he led the Ravens to two Florida Class 6A state championships before being selected by the Marlins as the 14th pick in the 2011 draft. Our hearts ache for a life cut short and a loss that will be felt and remembered for countless years ahead.
The Rays canceled their pregame ceremony for the retiring David Ortiz per his wishes for his falling friend. The Marlins canceled Sunday's game against the Braves. Their game against the Mets on Monday remained scheduled. Baseball will never forget Jose Fernandez. On the field, the future became clear. Sunday, the Dodgers faced the Rockies, needing a win to clinch their fourth straight NL West Division crown, and did it with remarkable drama.
0-1 to Charlie. Swung on a high fly ball to deep left field. The Dodgers have been Yankees. Would you believe a home run? And the Dodgers have clinched the division and will celebrate on schedule. Leave it to the Dodgers. Charlie Culberson, a game-winning home run. What a moment to have it. And would you believe his first home run of the year?
The Dodgers became the first NL West team to win four straight division titles, doing it for the second time in franchise history under a rookie manager, Dave Roberts. As late as June 26th, they were eight games out of first place behind San Francisco and battled through a record-setting number of different players placed on the DL. Friday, the Texas Rangers had their own celebration of their second straight AL West Division title. They came on late in Oakland to do it.
The two men out there, tying run at the plate. The 2-1 pitch, bouncer up the middle. Odor has it, flips to Andrews. This one is over, and the Rangers are champions of the American League West. For the second time in franchise history, they've done it in back-to-back seasons. And tonight, it's a 3-0 shutout of the A's.
Texas finishes the weekend tied with the Red Sox for the best record in the American League at 92-64. Boston showed no signs of relenting as they have won 11 in a row and were entertaining doing it Sunday against the Rays.
A line shot toward the alley. That's going to keep on rolling all the way to the warning track. Pedroia, he's being waved in. Here's the throw. The tag, trying to scamper back. It comes loose, and he's safe. It came free. He scores.
I can't believe it.
How did that happen? And the Red Sox have the lead, 3-2. He was out by 15 feet.
Oh, he's going to Dancing with the Stars, Dave.
Back in the National League, the NL East was clinched by the Nationals. The New York Mets have had their sights set on a wild card berth and have a one-game lead over the Giants after taking 3 out of 4 from the Phillies, including a Citi Field record-setting 17-0 shutout Sunday.
And Cabrera hits one deep to right field. Back goes Quinn. Back to the track. At the wall. It's out of here! As Dribble Cabrera puts the icing on the cake with a grand slam.
A chapter in baseball pleasure came to a close as Vin Scully broadcast his last game in Dodger Stadium after 67 years. Fittingly, the Dodgers and Rockies went into extra innings to keep him there for one more great finish.
I have so many friends in the business, from the playing field to the executive offices to the commissioner's office, to the media in the press box, to my friends, the sports writers across the country. But there is one group I really feel I must thank. You people sitting in the stand. Your enthusiasm, your passion for the game. When I was 8 years old, I fell in love with the roar of a football crowd coming out of a speaker on an old four-legged radio. When you roar, when you cheer, when you are thrilled, for a brief moment, I'm 8 years old again. People say to me, well, now that you're retiring, what are you going to do? Well, you know, if you're 65 and you retire, you might have 20 years left of life or more, and you better have some plans. When you're 89 and they ask you what your plans are, I'm going to try to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Koufax.
Before the World Series, Vin would go to church and pray. Not for a win, but there would be only heroes in the World Series, no goats. He didn't want anybody's future to be tarnished with the fact they lost the World Series for their team. And I think that showed his compassion for the players. But I think the thing I treasure most, he allows me to call him friend.
I'm Ralph Bednarczyk, and this was the Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.